1846, Friday, December 11th. The battalion struck tents at 8 o'clock a.m. and continued its course down the San Pedro River about 15 miles. Shortly after we started, two wounded bulls come jumping out into our marching column. One of them knocked down and run over Sergeant Albert Smith, bruising him severely. As soon as they passed the column, they received a volley which brought them to the ground. The sergeant was put into a wagon, and the command marched on. Soon another couple of bulls, raging and foaming with madness, charged upon us. One of them tossed Amos Cox of Company D into the air. Cox's wound was 4 inches long and 3 deep. While these two bulls were performing thus, others stood a few rods off, seemingly unable to determine whether they should charge or wait the issue. Our attention was turned to the bulls that were looking on. Some officers shouted, "Shoot them!" Others cried, "Let them alone!" The battle was renewed on our side, and in a few minutes, the enemy lay weltering in their blood. After an advance in about half a mile, another bull come rushing out of the mesquite thicket and charged upon the hind end of a wagon, lifting it partly around and knocking down a mule. But his career was short, for all the command now had their muskets loaded and soon greeted our fierce opponent with a shower of bullets. These bulls were very hard to kill.